Yes, I refuse to believe anyone actually just started reading the Animorphs at the beginning like a normal person. I feel like everyone has either like stumbled across or been ambushed by that cover. And it's not even a sense of, oh, this looks like a nice cover. It's, what is this cover? I need to know what's going on in this book for my own sanity. It's just a sense of morbid curiosity that drives people to read Animorphs.
Yeah.
I have never met anyone with a different experience.
That's so true, though. Also, I was like, oh, wow, this looks cool. Also, I got it. I wasn't really that interested, but I got it anyways because my mom told me I had to get it before I got any more graphic novels.
Ugh, that sucks. My parents never did that to me, thankfully.
It's just because I'm a pretty good reader, but my parents want me to challenge myself. I mean, I like novels. I was reading like so many graphic novels. I hadn't read a novel. And so my mom let me pick out like 6 graphic novels. So she's like, okay, could you just pick out one novel? And I was like, okay. And so I picked it out because it looked cool, but I never
knew it was the Animorphs.
Yeah, it was
excellent
not...
choice.
Everything I know about Animorphs has been against my will.
Lol.
Oh my god. I don't know. I should have just stuck to Goosebumps books. Those are my all-time favorites.
You should have.
Thanks. They're still very good to me. I still have some DVDs of the original show.
DVDs?
Yeah.
Dang, you're old.
I like DVDs. I still get
you're
DVDs.
Old.
I have this like fear that streaming platforms are just gonna disappear into the ether one day. And I'll lose all my favorite movies. So I have DVDs of my favorite movies.
What? You want to know how old I am, Georgie? Georgie Porgy? Sorry. I just read it, so I said it.
Could I guess?
Do you want to know how old I am? I have.
Yeah, but can I guess first?
I have VHS tapes.
I watched VHS tapes when I was so little. My grandmother had a VHS tape player, and I would watch old Care Bear movies on it.
The trick is I don't have a VHS player anymore, but I do have VHS tapes.
Oh, Emily, I'm going to guess that you are 43? Really?
Oh my god.
Yep.
How did I do that? Dang.
It's true.
Also, Amelia, what year were you born?
2002.
Thank goodness, because I was going to say, if you say something starting with the 19, you are a certified
brandy. No, I wasn't.
Nope,
I was born
actually,
like
certified
2 years after Y2K.
Nope, certified grandpa.
Thank you.
What?
Okay.
Old grandpa.
Am I a grandpa?
You're great, 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 great,
great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great,
great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great,
great, great, great,
great, great, great, great, great,
great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great,
great, great, great,
You have like a nice aunt vibe, but I mean that as like a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll be a great, 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 etc. auntie. I'll take it with pride.
And I do have DVDs of those old Care Bear movies, by the way. I don't care. They're nostalgic to me.
Nostalgic.
I haven't seen any Care Bear shows. I've only just seen like stuffies of them and clothes with them on.
Oh, I have a stuffy of a Care Bear. It's like a massive stuffy with an apple on it.
So we need to wrap it up.
Oh, you need to share.
I don't think we have time.
Oh,
so
no.
I'll save mine for next week. It's okay.
You're going to take over the show with Animorphs of all things.
It's okay. Your great, 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 great auntie is happy to wait until next week.
Not enough grapes, Emily. Not
I know.
Enough.
I should have said et cetera, but as much as we would love to talk about Animorphs and Goosebumps and how old I am forever and ever, we're out of time for today. So we're going to have to say goodbye. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
We'll be back next week.
Wait,
to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
We just want to party.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
All right. David Bowie taking us out of the WGXC Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, but we're headed down Route 23 now toward the east. We're going to stop in Catskill on Main Street to listen in on the teenagers at the clubhouse for an hour of clubhouse radio in a few seconds. Then we head to Hudson for teenagers there talking about what they've been reading on Bound by Books. And then we head back to Catskill at 8 for a live show from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Stay tuned tonight.
Can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. All right, bottles on me. Long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball. Y'all thinking, making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these. All I need's a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smith Oak, a package of the Swishers. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well, fucking me either. But point
first time I done it, throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones. Y'all run it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over. One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. It's far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. It's far from over.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casca Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acro Casca Hudson. That song was Over by Drake. Stay tuned for great music discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rebecca C. Lewis reports in City and State that New York Republicans in the state Senate are suing to force a vote on Governor Kathy Hochul's chief judge nominee, Hector LaSalle. Democrats already voted the nomination down in committee, but now Republicans want to force a full Senate vote on the judge. Republican State Senator Anthony Palumbo, the ranking minority member of the Judiciary Committee, filed the lawsuit in state court February 9th. Last month, the Judiciary Committee voted 10-9 against LaSalle's nomination. Generally, if a nominee or a bill is voted down in committee, it does not reach the Senate floor for a vote. But Palumbo said in a statement, and I quote, "Justice LaSalle is entitled to a full up or down vote by the full Senate, not as a courtesy, but because the Constitution requires it," end quote. Mike Murphy, a spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins, said in a statement, and I quote, "It is embarrassing but not surprising that the Senate Republicans have no basic understanding of law or the Constitution," end quote. Read more about this story in City and State. Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union that the Bethlehem Planning Board on February 7th approved the 72-unit Selkirk Reserve apartment complex off Route 9W, bringing some affordable housing in the southern Albany County closer to reality. Town Board approval is still necessary to approve the $20 million project. The development is getting more than $12 million in tax credits from the state. Everyone from the governor to activists agree there is an affordable housing crisis in the Hudson Valley and throughout New York. U.S. Census Bureau data reports that the average rent in Bethlehem is $1,800 a month, above the, and I quote, affordable, end quote, price range for the average Albany County resident. At this project called Selkirk Reserve, rents would be lower than $1,400 for a three-bedroom unit, and 12 apartments would be set aside for military veterans. If the town approves the project that is located on vacant land near the Jericho Drive-In, construction could begin in the spring. Read the full story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that Prattsville is getting some state grant money to improve some of its major roads. On February 9th, New York State announced $100 million in funding for state roads impacted by extreme weather. In Prattsville, there is $759,000 to resurface Route 23 from the bridge over the Schoharie Creek to Route 23A, and $448,800 to resurface Route 23A from 0.03 miles east of Route 23 to 0.02 miles west of Airport Road. State Senator Michelle Henchy was included in the press release for the funding announcement, saying, and I quote, "Our local roads are essential to a thriving economy and public safety, and these substantial investments will have a direct impact on improving the infrastructure people rely on every day, while also ensuring that the cost of upgrades don't fall on local municipalities," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 10th. Local early morning temperatures range from 39 degrees in Voorheesville to 50 degrees already in Tannersville and Medusa. Regional average soil temperature is 34. Expect temperatures to rise a few more degrees. Most places will hit 51 by noon. Winds kick up today, getting gusty in the afternoon, so still wrap up if you're heading outside. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 15%, and M-class flare chances are looking at 75%. Some radio interference should be expected today. More calls will drop, and GPS may get a little weird. Solar wind speed is currently 465.5 kilometers per second at 7.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark with fair conditions overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4.6, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 150, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live on Casca Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acro, Casca, Hudson. That song that you just listened to was Just Wanna Rock by Lil Uzi Vert. And I am your host, DJ Sosa, and I'm here with
DJ Shamani.
And today, we got a little bit of a different type of show. Lately at Clubhouse, we have been doing these projects called Capstones. And all of ours kind of connected to the topic of like government and like police, basically. DJ Sean Money, I don't know if you wanna
talk about how yours is. So mine, I'm taking photos. Taking photos
of
nature
for
this capstone project.
All right, but go more into detail. Like,
So I'm taking photos for the capstone, and the way it's gonna go is I'm taking photos of nature and putting it together somehow with recovery and things of that sort. And
oh, is it like the ten characters of harm reduction?
Yeah.
That? Okay. Yeah, so okay. And then mine, I put together a slideshow. It's just about police. It's about police brutality, the do's and don'ts of like traffic stops to avoid police brutality. But also letting people know that it's not their fault that they are victims of police brutality, because 90% of the time it is not provoked. It just happens because police can be, what's the word?
Aggressive?
Yeah, that wasn't the strongest word I could have used, but yeah, I'm going to go with aggressive.
Go with aggressive.
Yeah, they tend to, not all cops, don't get me wrong. Some cops are cool. Shout out to Will Wyatt. Shout out to Will White. He work at the school. He's the coolest cop I ever met. He tells us the funniest stories. He's so chill. So not all cops are bad. Don't get me wrong. But to the ones that just think it's okay to abuse their power, F you. Yeah. Word. My project is just basically a huge slideshow about it. I got a couple of videos of people that like live videos of them getting police brutality brought upon them.
Harassed.
Yeah, I got it's bad. It's bad. There's a couple. I have like a news article about the Tyree Nichols situation. I'm sure you guys probably heard about that too.
Heard a little bit.
Yeah, that was just absurd. Like, there's nothing he could have done in that situation. He had like six different officers. I forgot how many officers there were. So don't quote me on that.
Yeah, you're but not winning on that one.
There's
buddy.
About like, huh?
You're not winning. Bernie's not winning that.
Yeah, but there's like a good six officers all shouting at him to do this, that. Yeah. And then the video that was released is just them literally like beating the crap out of this dude. Like, he's trying to get up. He even got up and got away. They caught up to him and beat him again. I'm serious. That's like, bro, it was bad.
Can't do nothing. You can't do that on that one, right?
And it was literally for a routine traffic stop. Literally, it was a traffic stop. How you just stopped him in the middle of traffic?
Beat him up.
Like, imagine sitting in your car,
being
pulled
business.
Over by police, or just chill. Now, hours later, you're dead. A couple minutes later, you're getting beat to death by police officers for no reason.
Feel bad for his family, bro.
For no reason.
Bro, he was really just minding his business.
And the craziest part is, the majority, it was a mixed group. It wasn't just white cops. It was black cops.
That's crazy.
And mixed race. It was just, it's crazy. Like, that's definitely crazy considering all the Black Lives Matter stuff that's been going on lately with, like, police abusing African Americans. Like, white police abusing African Americans.
Do you think there was more to the story?
Huh?
You think there was more to the story or not?
What? The Tyree Nichols?
Yeah.
Nah, it was on camera. What more is there to see? It's not like he pulled out a chop and was like, son just got out the car, was trying to do his best to comply with everything they was telling him, and his life got
taken. Stuff what happened?
I wish we had DJ Cola here, because he would have been able to talk to you guys about his project. Do you know what it is? I kind of forgot. Like, do you know like what his topic is?
He's doing a newspaper or a news article,
word?
Something like that. That's all I really know.
Where is Valid?
I don't know too much about it.
But yeah, so I just feel like, wait, what you gotta, how you feel about police brutality in general?
I feel. It's like, I know it's not good. It's like, I don't want to say I have hatred for police, but it's like,
you always gonna feel something.
Yeah, like it's like neutral ground. You feel me? Like it's like some cops is good. No, know some cops, but it's like done like you know, you got bad cops that just ruin it for the whole group. Like,
That's what it's becoming. Like I know the officer I just mentioned, Will White. He was telling me that there's kids and people that will just like ignore him because he's white and a cop. Because I was talking to him, I was like, how was the police academy and stuff? Like, what was the process you had to go through to become a cop? And he was telling me about it, and then he was telling me that I would probably have a better experience as a police officer because he said there's gonna obviously be like those white people that look at me and they're like, oh wow, a black officer.
Yeah.
But there's gonna be black people that look at me and they're like, oh, he's one of us. He's one of us. He's on our side. Because of experiences that they have had in the past with white police officers.
So, you
feel me? And I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So that's just crazy.
But speaking of, like, police brutality and stuff, you know, when people usually be looking at you and you just in a room, you usually be like, all eyes on me. So that's the next song by Tupac.
Featuring
Big Psych. Here we go.
Psych.
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating, trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the fun, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, are you still down? Holler when you see me and let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan and every time we ride. Hitting up when we pass by until I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being divorced later. The future's in my eyes, cause all I want is cash and things. A 500 Benz for flashy brains, pursue me like a dream, been known to disappear before your eyes, it's like a dope thing, it seems, my main thing was to be major, paid the game sharper than the razor blade, save money, bring lies, one getting jealous and die, depend on me like the first and 15, they might hold me for a second, but before gon' get me, we got four and low riders, and ski masks screaming thug life, every time they pass, all eyes on me, little life of a thug, until the day I die. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high. Hey, to my pot. So much trouble in the world. Can't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day. Time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race. How long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple B. With a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Media got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paychecks. Like a kite satellite, I'm forever balling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker ducking, get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap, this crap. It ain't funny, don't even know how to act. What can I do, what can I say, is there another way? Since gin all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Buster Free? Can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live the life as a thug, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss play, all eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life as a thug, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss play, all eyes on me.
The fans is watching, plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making the grip, I told the judge I was raised wrong. And that's why I blame. Was hyper as a kid, old as a teenager. On my mobile calling big shots, on a teenager. Packing hundreds in my drawers. The law, what a
put the top down. Now it's time to floss my. Keep your head up. Think you suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory. The just for the strap. This criminal lifestyle. Equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money. Let's get rich and real. Kick it. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug. Until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug. Until the day I die. Little life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, man. See how that go. Walk up in this. And be like, ping.
Little life is a thug. Till the day I die. Little life is a thug. Cause he's been getting hot.
Every. I got busted. Police watch, you know.
Living life is a thug till the day I die. Living life is a false play.
All eyes on me.
It's like what they think. I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Living life is a thug till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me.
Till the day I die.
I know y'all know this is thug life, baby.
Yo,
hey, Yawa. That's all.
That was 5 minutes.
That song was All Eyes on Me by Tupac. And for those who didn't know, I just
kind of
messed my mic up. My apologies for the inconvenience. But yeah.
I know this is real random.
Okay.
But if you could be a creature, what would it be?
Like animal wise?
Yeah. Like animal wise, mythical wise, like just a creature.
I wanna be. There's like these dinosaurs that had like necks that were longer than the Megalodon shark.
I thought you were talking about those real fast ones that have those little weird arms.
I wanna be like, yeah, that, yeah. I wanna be one of those, I would smart the whole dinosaur population, become a dinosaur scientist.
Dinosaur scientist.
Build rockets, or that
could. Alright, so.
Or a snake, but.
Give
me
snake?
Wrong, don't get me wrong and think that I'm a snake because I wanna be a snake. It's just, they're mad intimidating. Like, if I see a snake, I feel like at least 60% of the world is scared of snakes.
Nah, wait. Snakes kind of weird. Like, they could climb
up. If I see a 20-foot anaconda.
No, where am I?
Do it.
Nah, you ever see those videos where they be having snakes in toilets?
Yeah. That's why I turn the light on it.
Imagine you go to the bathroom, you see a snake in your toilet.
Or you don't see it and you sit down and feel low.
It's over. You know snakes can climb trees and they have no arms.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Just slither.
They just.
Or
the tree.
Well, I might want to be a squirrel, because their mouths open up really wide, so I could just eat more food.
But squirrels mostly just
fat
eat.
Fat man mindset.
But squirrels mostly just eat nuts.
I'm not eating no nuts. I'm gonna eat food. I'm gonna eat some blueberries and all that good stuff.
What person are we going to feed you blueberries? Like, half of the time, people don't even be noticing squirrels.
Well, I'm gonna be that squirrel that's noticed. Or I could go outside right now and find a squirrel, bro.
You gonna feed the squirrel?
No, I could just find one though.
How you gonna get blueberries? Who's feeding squirrels?
I don't know. People go to parks and feed birds, so I feel like do the same thing with
that's
squirrels.
Birds. I've never met a person feeding squirrels.
Throw some acorns during the winter. That's a blessing to squirrels, bro. If you just throw like 50 acorns on the ground, they good for the rest of the winter.
Not weird.
Serious. Word. Help out the population.
What animal would I be?
You would be a lion. But nah, lioness. Yeah.
Lioness. I'll be, I would be a koala.
So you want to... Why? Why? What makes you think koala?
Think of it, bro. A koala could be adorable. And on top of that, a koala just sits there on a tree.
So you want to be lazy and just sit there and look cute?
I mean...
No mo. Okay,
I mean, koala just be chilling. Like, bro, you could put a hat on koala.
That's true. You could teach a koala tricks. You could have a magic show with koalas. Mm-hmm. I want to be a bunny. I changed my mind. I want to be a bunny, but I'm going to let you explain yours first.
I would be a koala, or I would be... I just had it. A koala. Dang, I can't even remember. You go. You wanted to be a bunny, right?
Yeah, bunny. Only because, bro. Oh, everyone loves bunny.
But bunnies don't got a long lifespan.
So?
That's not true.
That puts the saying live life to the fullest into full effect.
Word.
Because you got a way shorter life, so you better learn how to jump fast. Better learn how to.
Dang, I'm really trying to think. What else would I want to be?
Yeah, because I would already be dead if I was a bunny. I think I'm 16. Yeah, I'd already be dead.
And then on top of that, what about meat bunnies? You know, people would like eat bunnies.
I'm not gonna lie. If somebody's trying to feed me some bunny, you gotta go.
We can't be friends.
You gotta go home, but you gotta get out of here.
We can't be friends.
I can't jack you.
What would I be?
I feel like you would be something green because that's your favorite color. I don't know. Maybe a frog. Frog. They're chill.
No. What's those things that camouflage?
Chameleon?
Yeah, I'll be a chameleon.
You just want to change colors when
yeah.
Yeah, because depending on your mood, you are a very moody person, so I can understand that. No argument, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not really moody, bro. Majority of the time, I'm just laid back. I keep to myself.
Yeah, you're very concerned.
Man said you concerned me.
No, I was gonna say conservative, but that was the wrong word.
No, I guess you could say that. Well, as of right now, it's 6. It's basically 6:30. So what we finna get into is a 6:30 news. Word. We'll be back.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. Aaron Nolan reports in the Times Herald Record, the Attorney General's office says it will appeal an Ulster County judge's recent decision dismissing a murder charge against the New York State trooper accused of killing 11-year-old Monica Goods during a high-speed chase on the New York Thruway in 2020. Last week, Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds ruled there was not enough evidence to prove Trooper Christopher Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote, when he crashed his patrol car into the Dodge Journey driven by the Brooklyn girl's father. No matter the outcome of the appeal, Baldner currently faces a second-degree manslaughter charge and 3 counts of second-degree reckless endangerment for the Brooklyn girl's parents and sister who were in the vehicle, too. And Baldner also faces reckless endangerment charges for a different incident in 2019 when he crashed into another vehicle on the thruway, and 6 reduced counts of first-degree reckless endangerment related to both incidents because the state failed to prove Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote. The appeal attempts to reinstate the second-degree murder charge. And you can read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Ted Remsnyder reports in the Daily Gazette that Ward Stone, New York's wildlife pathologist for over 4 decades, died February 8th at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Stone, 84, grew up in Columbia County and is survived by 6 children and his longtime partner, Mary Behan. His daughter, Montana Stone, said, and I quote, "There's not many people who have been able to come from a one-room schoolhouse in Spencertown, New York, to accomplish all he did, from being a Navy corpsman in Vietnam to speaking at the United Nations and discovering diseases like West Nile," end quote. Roger Downs, the conservation director of the Sierra Club Atlantic chapter, said, and I quote, "In his position as state wildlife pathologist, Ward Stone shone a light on environmental threats long before others could notice them and gave a science-based voice to nature in times of crisis when few other state officials would listen," end quote. Stone's work with the DEC ended after a New York Inspector General's report in 2012 claimed that Stone used his workspace at the DEC's Wildlife Resource Center in Delmore as his residence and also used the agency's vehicle for his personal use. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Terramore Outdoor Resort has withdrawn its plan for a gambling resort along Route 212 in the town of Saugerties. Spokesperson Jenny McCullough said in a February 8th letter, and I quote, "After careful evaluation, it was determined that the project did not meet criteria across several key benchmarks to warrant moving forward," end quote. Kathy Nolan, Senior Research Director for Catskill Mountain Keeper, said they opposed the project for environmental reasons, saying, and I quote, "It became apparent that what was being proposed for this site, really an outdoor resort, was not going to be sustained by the water supply, was going to damage important ecological resources, and was going to greatly reduce the quality of life," end quote. A grassroots group, Citizens Against Terramore, also formed to oppose the project. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that the Bank of Greene County is opening a new branch in East Greenbush. President and CEO Donald Gibson said, and I quote, "While we have had a significant presence for many years in the capital region, this will be our first branch in Rensselaer County," end quote. They hope to have the new branch open at 602 Columbia Turnpike in East Greenbush later this year. Currently, the Bank of Greene County has 21 branches and offices in Albany, Columbia, Greene, and Ulster counties. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
They ain't getting nothing from me. I did some things and gained nothing from it. I was locked up with they put them chains on me.
Great Sean on the beat, by the way.
Look, look, I'm about making money. Laughing, joking when there's nothing funny. You wasn't there, can't get nothing from me. I did some things and gained nothing from it. I was locked down with it, put them chains on me. Mama, just pray for me. I know you stressing, just wait on me. Mama, just wait on me. I know they ain't show no love to me, so I'm gonna look up to me, nigga, but I'm cooling. Ain't had no back for me, say you feel bad for me. I got to work and I moved it. Like a battery, demons they battle me. I got some pain, I might lose it.
I got some pain, I might lose it. I got some pain and confusion.
I got some niggas who sentence like essays. I put all their names in my music.
Pain that we put in, never let them tell you that you can't. No, you couldn't. Me and you could never be the same. No, we couldn't. Yeah, my mother rich, seen a chance and I took it. Sky was all black, never wished on a star. Finally proud of me now. Boy, you so dark, how you shine like a star. How you shine like a star. Boy, I'm about making money. Laughing, joking when there's nothing funny. You wasn't there, can't get nothing from me. I did some things and gained nothing from it. I was locked down with it, put them chains on me. Mama, just pray for me. I know you stressing, just wait on me. Mama, just wait on me. I bet they don't know how I'm feeling. I bet they ain't realer. Look in my eyes, you could tell I'm a driller. I looked up to them killers. Taking drugs, I hope these perks don't kill us. In my perk, no filter. Look, I want that new whip out the dealer. Give my mama a couple of grand. I gotta move quick, can't stand up. Been through shit that you won't understand. I got some bruises, won't heal up. I just hope I get better again. Say you gon' do this, you gon' do that. I ain't never see you do a thing. Gun in your head, son, like a do-rag. Feel a wing, we bustin' your brain. Look, you ain't gon' bustin' them things. I feel like an animal, no one can tame. Of the fortune and fame, but you can get fortune without all the fame. Don't get split like a fraction. Me and my dose bite first, get the yapping. Remember days loading up magazines. Now they see us, we all up in magazines. I'm about making money, laughing, joking when there's nothing funny. You wasn't there, can't get nothing from me. I did some things and gained nothing from it. I was locked down with it, put them chains on me. Mama, just pray for me. I know you stressing, just wait on me. Mama, just wait on me.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC. Broadcast. All right, let me say that a little slower.
Dang!
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC.
You are?
I am Young Sosa. I'm at...
I
am DJ Sosa. My rap name is Young Sosa, though.
I'm a
and
DJ.
That song, I'm here with DJ Shamoni.
Yeah.
And that song was "Wait on Me" by Chef G. And now we are in our section of the show where we're just gonna, you know, play this. Before I took my little break from radio, I had this segment called "Music to Our Ears." It was just a mix of different music, rap, jazz, country, you know, all the genres. So I'm going to bring that back for the one song. You know, I'm going to bring it back. I feel like that's a good way to come back.
Do you consider this hip-hop or, like, pop?
Sia.
Yeah.
What
you consider that?
I don't listen to her for real.
I don't either.
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like hip-hop, pop. Maybe you could consider R&B, maybe.
So do you want to play this and then, like, rate it?
Yeah.
So we're going to play this, rate it, and then come back.
And then, yeah, it's going to be a different genre.
3, 2, 1, we out. Oh no.
Bro, you didn't have glasses on.
That was you?
That was me. I threw it, it bounced off the stage.
Wow.
I love you now.
That's how you move, man?
I'm sorry. I was trying to...
I just wanted to get your attention.
I was trying to throw it to the marker thing, and then my foot, I apologize.
But
welcome back
host.
To Clubhouse Radio. That song was Unstoppable by Sia.
That's crazy.
I've heard that song multiple times before. It's a pretty, if you listen to the lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics, I think you get like a good, like you could just feel like I feel like it takes a rapper to really listen to lyrics and be like, ooh, that was it.
You feel me?
So yeah, I got that feeling. I like that song. I'll give it,
8.3.
All right. The next song is genre rap.
Yeah, rap. You feel me? Alright. So.
Great. NLE Choppa, for most of y'all who don't know, is an up-and-coming rapper that has been rapping for the last 3-4 years. This is Shot of Flow featuring Blueface. We out.
Like I'm told, yeah. Like I'm told, yeah. Like I'm told, yeah.